having family devotions once a day. They're slacking. They were supposed to have it every morning and every night. That's having a full mind, a faith mind. Now, I want to remind you that God sent the greatest judgment the world has known up until today because of what was in men's minds. So apparently God is concerned about what's going on up here. So what is in your mind? What do you think about? What have you dwelled upon? I know this. If you dwell upon your trouble gets bigger. Bigger and bigger. Molehills get turned into mountains. If you nurse a grudge and dwell on it, it gets worse and worse and worse. Wouldn't it be something if we dwell on the goodness of God and God would get bigger and bigger and bigger in our eyes? What have you been thinking about? What we might need to do tonight is we might need to get on our knees and say, now, Lord, I don't want to get to the place where I can't ever get my mind straightened out. Lord, I don't want to spend my life dwelling on fear and foolishness and filth. But Lord, help me set my affections on things above. Help me to cleanse my mind. Now you say, preacher, how do you cleanse your mind? Well, if I had a glass full of dirt, one thing I could do is just keep pouring water in it till it washed all the dirt out. So I think the way to cleanse our minds is to keep pouring the water of the Word of God in and let it wash out our minds till we get to thinking straight again. I want you to bow your heads a moment. If